We children had no supper, and only a little piece of bread or something of that kind in the morning. Our dishes consisted of one wooden bowl, and oyster shells were our spoons. This bowl served for about 15 children, and often the dogs and the ducks and the peafowl had a dip in it. Sometimes we had buttermilk and bread in our bowl, sometimes greens or bones. Annie L. Burton.
WBAL time, 11:45 p.m.
Kevin.
What? What is it?
Kevin, it's happening again.
Grab my hand. Grab hold.
I got you. I've got you!
Damn it! I can't get it out! I can't get it out!
Rufus, what have you done?
Dana? It's you! I set the damn barn on fire, that's what.
All the hay is burning.
I took a flint and steel to it, is why.
Why did you... Oh, never mind, we've got to put...
Stand back!
Kevin?
I got water, stand back.
All right.
Here it goes. I'll get more water.
You got most of the fire out. Give me that shovel, Rufus.
You oughtn't to talk to me like that.
Give me the goddamn shovel.
All right.
There. There.
Here's another bucket. Stand back!
Why did you do that, Rufus?
Do what?
Almost set this barn on fire. You did it on purpose, didn't you?
Daddy done whipped up on me again. See under my shirt?
Oh, for God's sake. There are old scars there, too.
He said I took money from his desk and he whipped me.
Several times.
I only took a dollar. I started thinking how much money he paid for that new hay yesterday. He ought to lose all his money. It's all he ever thinks about anyway.
So you set the barn on fire.
I meant it just to be the hay, but it kept spreading. I got scared.
You thought you were going to die?
Yes.
So you called me?
I reckon so.
And I came and saved you again. Isn't that right?
I guess it's right.
There must be ways to annoy your father without endangering yourself, Rufus.
Who's that?
My husband.
Your what?
My name's Kevin. Kevin Franklin.
Oh, does Dana belong to you then?
She's my wife.
Niggas can't marry white people.
Listen here, you little monster.
Kevin, I think it's time to demote me in this time.
Niggas can't marry white people.
The boy learned to talk that way from his father and mother and probably from everybody else.
Learn to talk what way?
I will not pretend you are my slave, Dana.
Kevin, it's a question of survival. Our survival.
Niggas... Blacks, I mean, and white folks can't marry in Baltimore. You said you were from Baltimore.
How old are you now, Rufus?
16. Well, next month I'll be 16.
So it's 1819.
Sure, it's 1819.
Kevin, have you got a quarter?
Maybe. Yes, here.
Do you know what this is, Rufus?
A coin.
Money has the date it was made stamped on it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And what does that coin say?
1997. 1997?
Where I come from, that quarter is 4 years old.
Well, I guess you could have made these yourself.
You're a tough one to convince.
I believe you. I don't understand, but I guess I believe. Who's going to be the next president?
You're the history teacher, Kevin.
John Quincy Adams, in 1824... Monroe served two terms. In 1820, the Missouri Compromise opened up the way for Missouri to come into the Union as a slave state and Maine to come in free. That political balance lasted until the Civil War. Son, do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
No, sir.
Just like my other ninth graders.
Rufus, have you told anyone else about seeing me just appear the way I do?
Just Nigel knows. Nobody else would believe me.
Good. It's best not to tell anyone about us now, either. Nothing about 2001 or 1997. We're going to have to fit in as long as we have to stay. That means we're going to have to play the roles expected of us.
You'll say you belong to him?
Yes.
Well, that makes me feel better, too. I don't like thinking of the other. It ain't right.
I wonder how long we'll be stuck here. I'm getting homesick already.
I don't know, but stay close to me. You got here because you were holding me. I'm afraid that might be the only way you can get home.
Nigel, go get Miss Margaret.
Yes, Mouser.
So you saw smoke coming from the barn all the way from the road?
Yes, sir, I did. And when we... That is, when I got there, your son dashed in and began to put it out. Dana and I joined in and helped him.
Huh. Well, I'm much obliged to you.
It was no problem.
Why don't you come along and have dinner with us?
Well, I suppose...
Y'all come, please.
Well, all right.
Hugo, what's your name?
Dana.
Where you come from?
Baltimore, sir.
Funny talking, nigga.
Yes.
She yours?
Yes, she's mine.
You can go around back and eat with Sarah and the rest of my niggas after we're done with our meal.
Thank you. White people eat first?
Uh-huh. Well, come on.
The secrets of slavery are concealed like those of the Inquisition. My master was, to my knowledge, the master of 11 slaves. But did the mothers dare to tell who was the father of their children? Did the other slaves dare to allude to it, except in whispers among themselves? No, indeed. They knew too well the terrible consequences. Harriet Jacobs.
Something smells wonderful in this kitchen.
Well, it done ate up. We gets what we gets.
What do you mean?
The white folks is done eating, and I was listening to them talk for a while, so I know they really finished up with supper. Reckon they won't be calling me no more tonight, so we can go ahead and have our food. There you go. White folks done ate up all the meats and fixings, girl. All we get tonight is some corn mash.
Oh, okay.
Now, you look like you've been fed pretty good, though.
Thank you. Do you? No, I suppose not.
Do I what?
Use spoons.
Spoons? La! If you want, you can use a piece of that shingle over there.
Oh, thanks. I'll just use my fingers.
Nigel, sit down and eat before they call you back to work.
Yes, sir.
Say you was from Baltimore?
Yes.
Where was you from before that?
What do you mean?
You don't talk like you're from Baltimore.
Well, I was born there, but then I went to New York for a while.
New York or Free State?
Yes, it was. It is.
People in New York talk like you?
Some do, not all.
They dress like you? Like a man?
Not all. I dress in what Master Kevin gives me to dress in.
You mind if I touch him?
No, why?
What cloth is this?
Polyester double knit.
Uh-huh. You can read.
Yes.
And write.
I can. My mother teaches school.
Your mother?
Is a school teacher. My father's a productivity consultant.
Uh-huh.
He's a kind of businessman.
Oh. You don't show none of that if you can help it. The way you talk is bad enough.
Free blacks have schools. My mother talks the way I do. She taught me.
All the same, keep it to yourself around Master Tom. If you know what's good for you, he don't want no niggas round here talking better than him, putting freedom ideas in our heads.
Like we're so dumb, we need something stranger to make us think about freedom.
I'll get you some Osnaburg.
Pardon?
A dress, so you fit in.
I'm not sure that we're staying.
I told you I didn't heard him talking. Master Tom offered your master a job as a teacher to Mr. Rufus. He said he'd do it.
I see. He did he?
So you'll need a Osnaburg dress if you're going to stay out of Master Tom's gun sights.
I see what you mean. I appreciate the loan.
We can give you a pallet out in the quarters. But he shares his bed with you, don't he?
What? Who?
Your Master Kevin.
Yes. Yes, but it isn't what you think.
What do I think?
I guess I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I see how things can get to be with or without somebody wanting them to be so.
Is there anything I can do for you?
After you eat, you could peel them potatoes for me.
I'd be glad to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I missed you, Dana.
Closer.
Oh, they might hear. Dana.
Oh, Dana.
To get you into my room. It was almost like Waylon and Margaret, well, like they expected it.
I think they did.
Are you all right?
I'm fine now. I'm fine when I'm with you.
I hate being separated from you here.
I'm more worried about you. If I get pulled back into the future, you could be left here.
There wouldn't be anything good about that.
Stay as close to me as you can. If I call, come quick.
I wouldn't be in the danger you're in. If I somehow got stranded, I could maybe live here if I had to.
Kevin, this is not a history lesson. This is really history. You're not an observer, especially since you're married to me.
Understand that I'm really here. That we're here. Oh, I told Waylon that I'd lost all my money in a big tobacco warehouse fire in Richmond. I read about it somewhere once. Anyway, he offered me the job as tutor to Rufus. Seems Rufus doesn't read or write very well.
I'm surprised Waylon cares at all. And what about me?
You?
Did he say anything about me?
No. If I stay here, he knows you will, too.
I'll bet he won't forget me when he has work that needs to be done.
You don't have to work for him.
I'm supposed to be a slave, remember?
Oh. There's something else I should tell you.
What, for God's sake?
I said something else to them. Something to explain my relationship with you better.
What did you tell them?
I told them that because you were educated, I thought I could sell you for a higher price, and that was why I was trying to take such good care of you at the moment. That I was waiting for the best time to put you on the market.
My God. And he bought it?
I think that convinced him more than anything else that I was who I said I was. He was very sympathetic. He recommended that I save my money until I could travel south to Louisiana or Alabama and sell you down there.
And you agreed, of course?
In the world of Tom Whelan, it makes a lot of sense. This is too far north for an educated slave.
Kevin.
Yes?
Please don't let this place get to you. Get into you.
Of course I won't.
I know. But you can do one thing for me while we're here.
What's that?
Do what you can to teach Rufus. Let's see what we can do to keep him from growing into a red-haired version of his father.
I will.
Always make love to me like none of this ever happened, Kevin.
Oh, nothing's changed, Dana.
I'm counting on that, Kevin. Kevin. here and kiss me.
Nothing will change between us.
God, you can't know how I'm counting on that.
Why does the slave ever love? Why allow the tendrils of the heart to twine around objects which may at any moment be wrenched away by the hand of violence? I did not reason thus when I was a young girl. Youth will be youth. I loved and indulged the hope that the dark clouds around me would turn out a bright lining. I forgot that in the land of my birth, the shadows are too dense for light to penetrate. Harriet Jacobs.
Here's your tea, Rufus.
Set it down on that table there.
All right.
Kevin says, do you care if I call him Kevin?
I think he wants you to.
Well, Mama says I have to call him Mr. Franklin. He says you're working with Sarah.
She's teaching me to cook.
Well, she's a good cook, but did she hit you?
Of course not.
Well, Sarah had a girl in there a while back, and she used to hit her. The girl asked Daddy to let her go back to the field. Of course, that was right after Daddy sold Sarah's boys, though.
Oh.
Sarah was mad at everybody then.
I don't blame her.
Kevin said you could read. I told Mama, but she said you couldn't.
What do you think?
Mama used to read to me before she'd taken ill, before she got all nervous like she is now.
What about you?
Reading's too much trouble. Mr. Jenkins at the schoolhouse said I was too stupid to learn anyway.
Do you think you're stupid?
I reckon.
I don't think so.
What does it matter what you think?
Do you really think you're stupid?
No.
Do you like Mr. Jenkins?
Nobody likes him.
Don't be so eager to satisfy him, then.
Will you read to me?
I suppose I could.
I had a dream about you. About being in the river that time. You saved me, no matter what anybody else says.
Well, yes, I guess I did.
Read to me from this.
Robinson Crusoe.
That was what Mama was reading to me before she'd taken ill in the head. Please, Dana?
Did she get to the part about Friday?
The day of the week?
Never mind. I guess this mark is where she left off. My thoughts were now wholly employed about securing myself against either savages, if any should appear, or wild beasts, if any were in the island. And I had many thoughts of how to do this, and what kind of dwelling to make, and whether I should make me a cave in the earth or a tent upon the earth. And in short, I resolved upon both, the manner of which it might not be improper to give an account of. Of all these things, with some very surprising incidents
and some new advertisements,
adventures,
in some new adventures of my own, I may perhaps give a father account of hereafter. The end.
Good, Sarah. Very good. That's it. We read the whole book.
Oh, you read it.
We read it. You could read it again without me. There are other books. The Bible, for instance. You can read, Sarah.
I always wondered what the fuss was. Nah, no.
I'll just finish beating this biscuit dough. I never know you're supposed to eat it with the back of a hatchet.
You want good biscuits, you do.
Oh.
ain't driving a nail. Regular. Give me that.
All right. You sure are good with a hatchet.
Yep. Listen here, Dana. Want you to be more careful around those Waylands. I spoke for you yesterday.
Spoke for me?
Mm-hmm. Said you was good in the kitchen.
To Miss Margaret?
No. You know I don't say no more to her than I can help. She got her house, and I got my kitchen.
Why do you dislike her so if she doesn't bother you?
I just do. It was Master Tom I spoke to for you.
Am I in trouble?
Not by anything I said. I told him you wasn't lazy. Told him you didn't know how to do some things when you first come here, but you know how to find out. And you work. I tell you to do something, and I know it's going to be done. Master Tom said he might buy you.
Kevin, Mr. Franklin won't sell me.
No, guess he won't. Anyway, Miss Margaret don't want you here.
So I've gathered.
Bitch.
Pardon?
Well, greedy and mean as she is, at least she don't bother Nigel. She left me one of them.
One of what?
My babies.
Nigel's your son?
That he is. And Rufus's brother.
Tom Whalen is Nigel's father?
Yes.
And your other children? The ones who were sold?
They all by him. He the only man I ever been with.
Man sold his own flesh and blood.
Down to Alabama.
Good God.
It was Miss Margaret made him do it. Said she wanted things. China, a new sofa. Things she didn't need.
Sarah, I am so sorry.
If you have any sense, you'll try to get Mr. Franklin to free you now while you're still young and pretty enough for him to listen.
Were you that sensible, Sarah?
I learned from you. You learned from me. He's at it again.
Who is that he's beating?
One of the field hands.
I work hard, Master Tom. I do it. I work real hard.
You will now.
Go!
That could be you, girl, if you don't watch out for those Waylands.
The white folks didn't allow us to even look at a book. They would scold. And sometimes whip us if they caught us with our head in a book. That is one thing I surely did want to do, and that was to learn to read and write. Master Jim promised to teach us to read and write, but he never had the time. Mary Ella Granberry.
Some Sammy boy. I get to be the auction man today.
No, you don't. You're the buyer.
All right. I had a buyer. But I get to be the auction man tomorrow.
All right, all right. Now look here. Here are Lachlan Winch. She cook, she wash, and iron. Come here, girl. Let the folks see you.
Okay.
She's young and strong. She worth plenty of money. 200. Who bet $200?
No, Kevin.
My hair's 200?
I've seen them play this game before.
Sammy, you sell Marvin for $500.
I've seen them play at field work, too.
My God. Why can't we go home? This place is diseased.
Even the games they play are preparing them for their future.
A future that will come whether they understand it or not.
That doesn't make it right.
No. Maybe you're reading too much into a kid's game.
And maybe you're reading too little. Here's a biscuit.
Thank you. Mmm. Mmm.
Sarah make this?
I did.
Mm. Damn, woman. This is good.
Oh, I have a whole new skill set for prospective employers. Perhaps I should just learn to accept my lot.
Of course not. But, Dana, we're in the middle of history. You know what's going to happen. What already has happened. We surely can't change it. If anything goes wrong, we're likely to jeopardize our own existence and that of everyone we care about.
Maybe, but I can't close my eyes.
There's nothing you can do that wouldn't eventually get you whipped or killed.
I'm aware of that.
You haven't already done anything, have you?
I taught Sarah to read. I'm going to teach Nigel.
But Dana!
They asked me. You should have seen the look in their eyes when they realized that it was possible to learn.
Be careful. Please, Dana. Maybe when you're gone, they can teach others. I'd bring Nigel in to learn with Rufus if people weren't so good at listening at doors in that house.
That's what I wondered. How these people could tolerate slavery with such ease. But listen to them, Kevin.
I'm paying a cent more for that wench. I don't care how much ironing she do.
You will.
I won't.
It starts when they're children.
All right then. 400 going once, 400 going twice, sold for $400.
Then I saw in my dream that the interpreter took Christian by the hand and led him into a place where was a fire burning against the wall, and one standing by it always casting much water upon it to quench it. Yet did the fire burn higher and hotter. Then said Christian, "What means this?"
Rufus, baby, how you feeling today?
I'm all right, Mama. Dana's reading to me.
I don't hold with your father allowing that.
I like it.
It's dreadful hot today. Are you hot? You want me to call Virgie to fan you?
No, Mama.
Why don't you go on? You're supposed to be here to read, so read.
Then said Christian, "What means this?" The interpreter answered, "This fire is the work of grace that is wrought in the heart. He that cast water to put it out is the devil."
Are you hungry, baby? I told you to go on reading, girl.
I'm not hungry.
So the interpreter had Christian about to the backside of the wall.
I don't know why you like listening to her. She got a voice like a fly buzzing. You sure you don't want any cake?
I can't hear with you talking. I don't want no cake, Mama. I want to hear her reading.
Well, there she is, reading, if you can call it that.
So the interpreter had Christian about to the backside of the wall, where Christian saw a man with a vessel of oil in his hand, of which he did also continually cast, but secretly into the fire.
Lord, it is hot. Virgie, come up here with that fan. That stupid boy. He's probably hiding under the porch again, trying to get out of doing everything.
Mama, get out of here.
Why, I never...
You're making me sick, Mama. Get away from me.
Rufus! You make my heart ache.
Go on, Mama.
I don't see how you can talk to your own mama that way. Just because of some nigger.
I get so tired of her sometimes.
She was crying when she left.
She always cries. She won't say nothing. She'll be back after a while to bring me a piece of cake with fine white icing. Read, Dana.
Do you speak to her that way often?
I have to, or she won't leave me alone. Daddy talks to her like that, too. Read, please.
All right. That's one thing I'll always do for anyone who asks. Christian saw a man with a vessel of oil in his hand, of which he did also continually cast, but secretly into the fire. The interpreter said, "This is Christ, who continually, with the oil of his grace, maintains the work already begun in the heart."
Then the jury went out, whose name were Mr. Blind Man, Mr. No Good, Mr. Malice, Mr. Love Lust, Mr. Lip Loose, Mr. Heady, Mr. High Mind, Mr.
Enmity. It means hatred.
Lord, what names. Sounds like some of the people I know around here, though. Mr. Enmity, Mr. Liar, Mr. Cruelty, Mr. Hate Light, and Mr. Implacable, who everyone gave in a verdict against Faithful and afterwards unanimously concluded to bring him in guilty before the judge, and thereafter put him to the most cruel death that could be invented.
Now you, Nigel.
Now, I saw in my dream that Christian went not forth alone, for there was one whose name was Hopeful. Hopeful. I like that name.
It's a good name.
Maybe I change my name to Hopeful if Master Tom will let me.
I don't think he will.
Master Tom!
What you doing in my kitchen? You never come in my kitchen. Oh, my! Oh, my!
You haven't gotten a good beating in a long time, Sarah. Maybe you forgot what one feels like.
You said you wouldn't. You said you wouldn't.
Master Tom, you don't want to be doing that.
Stay where you are, boy.
But Master Tom...
You hear me?
Yes, Master Tom.
You were teaching them to read.
Nigel, would you go find Kevin?
Stay where you are, boy.
Yes, Master.
I treated you good. And you paid me back by stealing from me. Stealing my books. Reading. I heard. I was passing by the kitchen and I heard. Niggers don't talk that way. They don't talk like you. They don't act like you. Not my niggers. Come here.
Stop. Let me go.
Leave it be.
You want me to hit you with something harder?
She's a good girl.
Let me go, damn it. I mean it.
Shut up. You'll come outside if I have to drag you. You get to that hitching post. Come on. Nigel, get out here and tie to that post.
No, Master, I won't do it, Master.
Oh, but damn you. I'll deal with you later.
Kevin.
Hell, you're too stupid to move much anyway.
Oh, please.
I told you to shut up! Let's see who's doing the teaching now.
Oh, God! Oh, my God! Oh.
You crawl as much as you want. I'll be right on you.
Oh, God. Oh, Kevin. Oh, God. All right. Hurry.
That's 10. Just 30 more. You are a woman, after all.
Kevin, I'm gonna leave you. Please. I don't want to leave him here. Please, don't make me leave him here.
If you weren't whipped, you was put in the nigger box and was fed cornbread what was made without salt and with plain water. The box was just big enough for you to stand up in, but it had air holes to keep you from suffocating. There was plenty turning round room in it to change your position every once in a while. Even if you hadn't done a big enough thing, you was kept in the nigger box for months at a time. And when you got out, you was nothing but skin and bones and scarcely able to walk. Mary Ella Granberry.
Good morning, rising
sunshine. It's a cold and snowy day in beautiful Baltimore. News and weather every hour on the hour at WBAL. WBAL news time is now 7 a.m.
From the WBAL news desk, I'm Corva Hodges. The Ravens may have a new stadium next year if Mayor O'Malley has his way. O'Malley called today for a bond issue placed on the November ballot, calling for funding for a new stadium.
Drive time with Letitia, keeping it real. 5 o'clock and time to P-A-R-T-Y, Baltimore. Woo! Bump it to the bone on Q104.
How old were you?
Kevin is feeling pretty sick today himself, I'm afraid.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear that. I sure hope he hasn't come down with what I have, because let me tell you, this one's a doozy.
I have to go.
You have to go?
I have got to go to get Kevin some medicine. I'm sorry.
Let me tell you what not to get. I didn't mean to leave you. I didn't mean to. I just have to wait. Rufus will call me back. Of course he will. He'll get into trouble and he'll call me back once again. Oh, Kevin, wait for me.